إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah, for it is by obedience to Allah that His wrath is warded off from humanity. Beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, life is based on certain important qualities and characteristics. And perhaps one of the most important of these qualities is mercy, is rahmah. Rahmah is a quality which shows the virtue of a human being. Rahmah is a quality that shows a virtue in the character of a person. And it is part of the human nature that Allah created in us. In a hadith narrated by Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Indeed, Allah has created mercy in 100 parts. In 100 parts. And from one of those parts, He sent down to the earth. And by it, all the creatures of the earth, they show rahmah, they show mercy to one another. Even the female horse, the mare, when she has a baby, she lifts her leg to avoid trampling on her child. And He has saved 99 parts of His rahmah for the day of resurrection." For the day of resurrection. This hadith is an authentic hadith. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the mercy that Allah has is suited to His majesty. Allah's rahmah is befitting His majesty, and it is a perfect quality in human beings. It is a perfect quality by which those who have power, they show mercy for those who are weak. Those who have power, they protect those who are weak. This is the meaning of rahmah in al-Islam. And brothers and sisters in Islam, despite the fact that having rahmah and mercy is inherent in human nature, Islam came to command and enjoin Muslims to show rahmah to others. Islam came to affirm the value of rahmah. Indeed, Islam is the deen of rahmah. It is the deen of mercy. Allah has sent this religion and all of its sharia for the purpose of establishing justice and peace on earth, to establish uprightness and truth amongst people and to spread peace. This is the religion of al-Islam. And Allah says, "وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ." Allah says about the Prophet ﷺ, "We have not sent you except as a rahmah for all of mankind." وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. When the Prophet ﷺ came, he brought justice to the earth. The coming of the Messenger of Allah to the earth, he brought rahmah, he brought mercy in all spheres of life. He established justice and he abolished falsehood and oppression. He established truth, and he cancelled out shirk with Allah and worshipping others alongside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought mercy between people and between humanity. We see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man lam yarham, lam yurham." Whoever does not show mercy to others, he will not be shown mercy by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, ارحم من في الارض يرحمك من في السماء. Show mercy to those people on earth, and the one in the sky will show mercy to you. And he said in another hadith, whoever does not show mercy to others, Allah will not show mercy to him. Whoever does not show rahmah, mercy to others, Allah will not show mercy to him. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, mercy, rahmah in Islam, it extends to all people in society, even to young children. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever does not respect the elders and show mercy for the children, then he is not from us. He is not from us. And Allah commands us to have mercy, to have mercy to the youth. Once a man, he saw the Prophet ﷺ kissing his grandsons, Hassan and Hussein. And he said, you kiss children as if it was unmanly. He said, I have 10 children. I've never kissed any of those children. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever does not show mercy, or whoever has mercy removed from his heart, is a wretched person. It's a wretched person, somebody who does not kiss children and show mercy to them. This person has been deprived of the rahmah from his heart. So mercy in Islam, it extends to the youth and to the elders. And Islam, it also promotes rahmah even to animals. Even to animals. The Prophet ﷺ, he was once walking in a garden of one of the Ansari men in Medina, and he came upon a camel. And the camel, it came to him and it had tears in its eyes, and it was distressed. The Prophet ﷺ, he took his hand, he wiped away the tears from the eyes of the camel. And then the camel became eased after that. And then he called out, he said, whose camel is this? Who is the owner of this camel? The man came and he said, the Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, this camel has complained to me that you do not feed it. And so he admonished him for harming that camel. And Islam, it even forbids targeting animals as a practice. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, when somebody was targeting a sparrow, shooting arrows at it, he said, do not kill a sparrow or a bird in vain. For that bird who is killed in vain will cry out to Allah on the Day of Judgment and say that so-and-so, and name that person, he killed me in vain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will punish that person. He will punish the person. So a person, Islam forbids targeting of animals. And once the Prophet ﷺ, we see his rahmah for the world. He was walking, he was with some youth in the desert. And they came upon a bird's nest. And there were little nestlings in that nest. And the youth, they wanted to play with those little birds. So they climbed up that tree and they took some of the birdlings away from the mother. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw this mother bird flying around in the sky, screaming, crying and looking for her baby birds. And he said, who has terrorized this mother bird? Who has put terror into the heart of this mother bird? Return the nestlings to their mother. Give the nestlings back to their mother. This heart of the Prophet ﷺ, he felt mercy for a little bird in a nest. Even in prayer, as you know, he would shorten, when he heard the cries of a baby, he would shorten the prayer. And he said, I was afraid for the mother that she would feel sad that her baby is crying. So he shortened the prayer with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of rahmah for the baby and her mother. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the mercy and compassion of Islam, it extends even to non-Muslims, even to those who are not Muslim. In one of the battles, a prisoner was brought forth and he didn't have any clothes. He lost his clothes in the battle. And the Prophet ﷺ, he took his own cloak and gave it and covered the nakedness of that prisoner. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, he forbade torturing others, and he commanded treating non-Muslims with justice. He said, certainly Allah will punish those who subject other people to torment in this world. Allah will punish those who torment others in this world. This is a warning for every Muslim to have mercy to others, whether they are Muslim or not Muslim. Islam commands justice to all people, to all people in society. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the world is needing the lofty values of Islam. How desperately does the world need to hear these teachings of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on how to show mercy to children, to animals, to all people in society. We see we live in a world of power, in a world where the mighty crush the weak, where those weak orphans and children and women are ignored. This is because people have gone away from the values and the teachings of al-Islam. For certainly the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he cared for the weak and the children and the women and the orphans. Even once when they were riding with a camel and some women were on the camel in the hawdaj, in the covering, he said, be easy, for these camels are carrying fragile vessels. He said, do not run harshly with these animals. They're women inside. They're fragile vessels. So be easy with them. He commanded mercy for women. In the final khutbah, he said, Ustawsu bin nisa'i khayra. I command you to be good with women, or command one another to have mercy for women, because they are awanun bainakum. They are fragile vessels with you. They were created like a curved rib, meaning they are not like the nature of a man. He should be patient with them. So this Prophet, the mercy to all the worlds, he taught us how to show mercy to women and children and to all people. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the teaching of our deen. Our deen is a mercy to humanity. The Sharia of Islam came to bring people to justice and peace and prosperity. The Sharia of Islam, it came to remove hardships from people and to alleviate the suffering of the poor and the weak and the needy. The Sharia of Islam, it came to establish justice and to destroy evil and to establish the oneness of Allah and the Tawheed and the worship of Him alone. May Allah help us to establish the Tawheed of Allah. يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the mercy of this deen, one of the teachings of Islam, is that no person shall bear the burdens of another. No father bears the sin of the child, and nor does any child bear the sin of the father. No nation or no group or race bear the sin of those who went before them. This is part of the just teachings of al-Islam and part of the mercy that Islam has showed for all people. Allah says, لا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. No soul shall bear the burden of another soul. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we see in the media, unfortunately, some elements that portray Islam as a religion of violence, as a religion of oppression for the weak and for women. They twist the religion of Islam and portray it as one that promotes injustice and wrong, when in fact Islam is the religion that establishes justice on earth. If there is any person that came to the world that taught rahmah, it was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah, he is the one who taught humanity mercy far before anything else and anyone else. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this is a smear campaign against Muslims to show that Muslims are oppressors and evil. But in fact, Islam is free from that. Indeed, Muslims are commanded to spend their wealth to help the poor and to alleviate suffering. But they show it as if Muslims are spending their wealth to hurt others and innocent people. This is a smear they show against the religion of Islam. Beloved brothers and sisters, these false lies against Islam are not new. Allah describes it in His book. He says, قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. The hatred has been shown from their mouths, but what their breasts conceal is far worse. Surah Ali Al-Imran. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, our advice to the society, to the media, is to be just and fair towards the religion of Islam, to use the same standards of professionalism and journalistic morality that they use towards people of other religions, to not accuse Islam when individuals commit something wrong, and to show the balanced and true teachings of Islam, and to withhold the false, malicious attacks on Islam and Muslims. We must help the media by providing correct knowledge about the teachings of Islam. We must assist them to do their duty, and we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has blessed us with. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, seek Allah's forgiveness. He is the most forgiving and most merciful. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابا اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اغفر لنا جميعا يا رب العالمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم زدنا علما كثيرا وفقها في الدين وعملا متقبلا يا أرحم الراحمين وجعلنا مفاتيحا للخير مغاليقا للشر يا رب العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.